This is Magda Ibrahim reporting for Horticulture Week from the Arb Association Conference at the University of Exeter. I'm here with Matthew Wells, who's the Director of Tree Preservation in the City of New York Parks Department. Hi, Matthew.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Good to meet you. Now, I understand that you've got some really interesting projects going on at the moment in terms of canopy cover in New York City.
Yep, that's correct. We have quite a few different projects going on. One of the main ones that's really been launched by Mayor Bloomberg recently on Earth Day, I think it was in July 2007, is called Plan NYC. And we are doing a lot of tree planting. We're building green streets, which are kind of like areas of dead road where we turn them into gardens. And also we're doing some other interesting stuff in terms of reforestation. We're planting like 2,000 acres of new forest in New York City. And this is all really about trying to improve the urban canopy. And these projects that we're doing actually feed into Million Trees NYC, which you may have heard of. There's a similar project going on in LA. There's LA Million Trees as well. And the object is to try and plant a million trees in New York City's urban forest. And 600,000 of those trees are going to be planted within public space, so street trees and within our parks. And the other 400,000 are being done by our sort of partner in the Million Trees, which are called the New York Restoration Project. And they're headed up by Bette Midler, who's like an actress over in Vegas. And they're planting like 400,000 trees, and they're going to be trying to plant those in like schoolyards, libraries, botanical gardens, campuses, housing projects and places like that. So it's a very exciting time at the moment in New York City.
And how much is the project actually costing the Parks Department to plant these extra trees? It must be a fairly large sum, I can imagine.
Yeah, just like we actually got budgeted to plant these. And I mean, I just really want to talk about the street trees. But in terms of that, we've been given $220 million over the next 10 years.
Wow.
So that's to plant about 20,000 street trees each year. Now, that is, you know, that's what the mayor has said we have. I mean, but obviously, you know, the economic crisis and things change.
Yep.
But we're hopeful that we're going to keep those budgets, and we still have them at the moment, and we can go ahead and plant and keep going and getting to that million tree goal.
That's a massive amount of money to be put into planting trees. So how did the mayor come to his decision to pump that amount of cash into trees?
We've been really lucky in New York. My assistant commissioner, Fiona Watt, is very proactive. And over the years, she's built an extremely good relationship with the U.S. Forest Service that comes out of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And the U.S. Forest Service has been really forward-thinking in looking at the benefits of trees in terms of the environmental benefits. Now, back in 1996, we had a U4 study done in New York City, which was looking at the urban canopy as a whole. And that means it was public trees and private trees, and they did a series of studies. They looked at like one tenth acre plots. They did like a study in those plots, looking at land use, looking at vegetation cover, and if there was any trees, they did a survey of those trees. And then they came up, they fed that all into a large, very sort of complicated statistical model, and they came out with these results. And they came up with the fact we had about 5.2 million trees in New York's urban forest, and that those trees were basically had a structural value of about $5.2 billion. But then it went further. It gave us lots of numbers. It looked at what those trees were doing in terms of air pollution, what they were doing in terms of carbon storage, and what they were also doing in energy savings. And this was for the urban forest as a whole. Then recently, more recently, after the New York City Parks Department, what we do is we do a census of our street trees every 10 years. Mm-hmm. We have volunteers, and we went out and counted all our street trees, and we talk about species and size and growing conditions and stuff like that. They then, and this was like 10 years on, like in about 2006 or 2007, I think they've produced another model called Stratum, which has now recently been renamed iTree. And they took our census data, so all these records of around 600,000 street trees that we have in New York.
Yes.
They fed it into Stratum. The Stratum stands for Street Tree Resource Analysis Tool for Urban Foresters. Sorry, I had to read that. For Urban Forest
Complicated
Managers.
Name.
But it's pretty amazing. It's the U.S. Forest Service. All the data went in from our street tree inventory into Stratum, and that then they did some number crunching, and it spat out some of the benefits we get on an annual basis from our street tree population.
And what are some of those benefits?
Do you mind if I read them out?
Yeah, of course.
Right, from our sort of aesthetic benefits, just for the aesthetic benefits of our street tree population, they reckon we have about $52 million worth of annual value.
Wow.
And that's in terms of property value. What they really focused on is this idea that a tree outside your property improves the value of your property. So that's kind of one of the values they looked at. They also looked at stormwater. I mean, the you know, stormwater, flooding, grey water, or whatever you want to call it, is becoming an increasingly big issue for many you know, countries across the world, in the fact that we're getting a lot more flooding than we had. We're getting our stormwater systems overflowing. So the fact that trees are basically intercepting that rainfall, either using their bark or their leaves before it hits the ground. In New York, they reckon we're getting around $36 million worth of value annually.
Wow. And that's going to be a big issue in the future in terms of climate change and how we're going to adapt to that.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, I don't know that much about climate change, but I can, you know, anything that reduces the pressure on our infrastructure, and, you know, and it's a kind of a cheap fix as well. Trees are much cheaper, I'm sure, than reconstructing lots of storm sewer systems. It's a big deal. Energy, we have about $28 million worth of annual benefit from energy, and that's simply from the fact that shading of our street trees is meaning people have to spend less money on air conditioning.
Yes.
During the winter, the trees are breaking up wind, you know, very cold winds that are blowing through the city. That's also reducing heating bills. I will say that sometimes, you know, trees can increase heating bills by shading winter sunlight. So that's a consideration. That was built into the model. Also CO2, which I don't really want to get too much into, but also air quality, which is stuff like particulate matter, you know, nitrogen dioxide or whatever it is, sulfur, all those sort of things. You know, our trees are obviously absorbing those air pollutions as well. So
what sort of annual savings is New York City looking at in relation to the amount of trees that you've got?
In terms of the annual benefits, do you mean we're getting?
Yes.
Yeah, we're getting like $120 million worth of annual benefits from our street tree population.
Wow. And how much is the Parks Department actually spending on maintaining those trees?
And we're spending, and this study was done a few years ago, so our budgets have changed slightly. But back then, we were spending about $22 million on our urban forestry program as a whole, and that was being spent on planting, personnel, pruning, tree removal. That was kind of the $22 million was kind of the full shebang. So what we could then do is we could compare the $120 million worth of annual benefits against what we were spending, which was like $22 million, and we could see that we had about a 5-to-1 benefit. So for every $1 we were spending on street tree care, or urban forestry, should I say, as a whole, for all those trees on our parks property, we were getting about $5 back in terms of you know, environmental benefits. So, and that's a significant sales tool that you can then use to go out there and say, hey, we need more money for trees because this is what we're getting back. They're kind of good value.
And it obviously helped persuade the mayor that he needed to actually invest some money into improving canopy cover, increased maintenance costs, I guess.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think that, you know, we then took those values, those benefits, or I shouldn't say I took those, but my commissioners took those, and they went out and they could justify why we needed to, you know, take trees seriously, why we needed to increase planting, need to increase maintenance, take canopy cover seriously. And I just want to read out one quote from my commissioner, Adrian Benepe, when he talked about Stratum and all these dollar amounts that came out. He said, "It was probably the single most important sales tool we used to convince policymakers to put money into trees." And I think that the fact that that statement and then Plan NYC came out, and then suddenly we had $220 million worth of planting money over the next 10 years, kind of see, you see how it all works together, and it's extremely significant, and it's very exciting to be involved in that in New York City.
It's very powerful to get those figures on board. And you've obviously worked in the UK in the past. You used to work in the London Borough of Camden. How important would you say it is for the UK to actually get those kind of costs and benefits and be able to present them to politicians?
I would say, from what I've seen, you know, in the US, it's nearly essential. I think we need to, you know, in the UK, and I can only speak for myself, and I you know, I don't know, I've been out of the country for 6.5 years, so I don't know everything that's going on. But I remember that, you know, sometimes we have a very liability approach to trees. We just see trees as liability, and we try and justify increases in budgets through saying, hey, if we prune our trees every 3 years, we're not going to have so many subsidence claims, or we're not going to have as many people, you know, hit by fallen branches, or whatever it may be. I think that, you know, maybe we need to shift that thinking a little bit, look far more at the benefits of trees, and use that as a stronger way of you know, persuading people to give us dollars. And I think that, you know, if we only see trees as liability and we only see them as a nuisance, then how are we ever going to justify getting more money? How are we ever going to get money for planting? All we want to do is reduce liabilities. We're only ever going to get money for pruning and removal.
And Matthew, is there somewhere where our readers can actually find some of this information about the work that you've been doing and the projects that New York City is involved in?
Yeah, I would really recommend looking up on the website. It's www.nyc.gov. And they can just go on there, which is like the main website for the city of New York. And through there, they'll see a link for Plan NYC, mm-hmm. which is kind of our approach to what we're trying to do to improve the urban environment for a greater, or for a greener, greater New York City, should I say, which is the catchphrase for Plan NYC. And also have a look at the the U.S. Forest Service's website. Look at their urban forestry stuff, and look at Stratum, which is now iTree, and look at U4. And there's some. I had a look at those websites just the other day, and there's some really great information, and I think it's really eye-opening, and it's really impressive stuff, and I think that the UK should try and follow suit a little bit in that regard.
Thanks for joining us at Horticulture Week, and enjoy the rest of your stay in the UK.
No worries, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.